the best managers to me, before they come in and ripping and snorting and romping and stomping and saying something or trying to affect a change or to make a correction, they first gather the information just to make sure they're on solid ground and not on thin ice. So if you've made a mistake, if you, Jan, have made a mistake, and I'm your manager, wouldn't it be best to at first, let me just talk this out. What were you thinking? What were the circumstances? What emotions did this bring up for you? What have you learned from the incident? Because it may be that I don't need to say anything, because it may be that you already know. You may already have internalized it, feel bad about it, learn from it, and that it'll never happen again. And you can't forget, as a manager, you can't forget about the core skills that your employees have that make them valuable. Because not everybody would do it the way you would do it as a manager, you know what? But it might still be good. I screwed up one time so royally, and my boss, when he was telling me that I had screwed up, my boss Charlie Jones, when he was chewing me out, he said, "The reasons that you screwed this up because you're enthusiastic about sports, and don't lose that, you know." So he was trying to correct me, but to make me see that he still wanted me to have a lot of lead in my pencil for the job. He didn't want to diminish my enthusiasm, but just to redirect it a little bit.
Great stories and words of wisdom from sports broadcaster Mick Mixon. You can find more resources for managers and business owners at www.businessclassinc.com.